Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. When they started out, they were the Nickel Creek Band, three talented and very young kids playing bluegrass. As Nickel Creek, they graduated from playing pizza parlors and backyards to become one of the most creative and virtuosic bands of the 2000s, with a Grammy, multi-platinum sales, even a MacArthur Genius Grant for one of them. 7 years ago, they took a big break, went their own ways, broke a lot of hearts with that. Now, they're back. This hour, On Point, Nickel Creek, together again. And with us, you can join us on air or online this hour. What do you hear in this sound? Are you a fan of Nickel Creek? Are you glad they're back? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me now from Washington are the three members of Nickel Creek. Sarah Watkins plays the fiddle and sings for the trio. After Nickel Creek went on hiatus in 2007, she leapt into a solo career, released two albums. She also filled in for Garrison Keillor on American Public Media's long-running A Prairie Home Companion, the first and only guest host in the history of the show. Sarah Watkins, welcome to On Point. Wonderful to have you.
Thank you very much.
Brother Sean Watkins is guitarist and a singer for Nickel Creek. He also plays with the duo Fiction Family, along with alt-rocker John Foreman, and with his sister in Works Progress Administration. He also released his own solo album, Blinders On, in 06. Sean Watkins, great to have you here.
Hey, great to be here.
And with us, Chris Thiele, mandolin player and singer for Nickel Creek, also a member of the progressive bluegrass quintet Punch Brothers. He earned a Grammy for his work on the album The Goat Rodeo Sessions with Yo-Yo Ma and fiddler Stuart Duncan. In 2012, he was awarded a MacArthur Genius Grant for his mandolin work. Chris Thiele, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Together, they are Nickel Creek. Their latest album is A Dotted Line, and they're on a big national tour, headed for stops in St. Louis, Tulsa, Dallas, Austin, Aspen, and more. We tried to sit down with you just a couple of weeks ago. The studio just didn't let it happen out of New York. Thank you so much for coming back in with us today. Sarah, how is the tour going? Is it like old times? Are you different? Are the audiences different on this side of Mumford & Sons and everything else?
Oh, I don't know if our audience is... Our audience has always been pretty great, and they continue to have followed us on this new record, which is really exciting. But we individually are, you know, we've developed a lot and grown over these years, and I think that's made us a better band, ultimately. We've been having a really good time.
Hey, Chris, is it like playing with strangers to come back after 7 years, or do you get right back in the groove?
It was pretty instantaneous reconnection. The reason for coming back, I think, was that in all the other projects that we started during the hiatus, I'll back up a little bit, and then yeah. I think just any ambitious musician will quickly overwhelm any single project with ideas and developmental ideas. And I think that we needed other projects to put all of our various energy in. You tend to focus on a project's limitations if you don't have other outlets. And now that we do, I think we can focus on this project's strengths. And that's just been, it's been so much fun. For instance, just to sing three-part harmony together again.
Yeah, and boy, do we love to hear that come back. You call Nickel Creek a project. Maybe those 7 years are like dating around after you're with your grade school sweetheart for so many years.
Yeah.
And maybe that's an important thing to do. In New York for us, you taped several pieces of live music when our connection to New York went down, and we want to hear them. They're off the new album, Dotted Line, and here's a track called Destination. This collaboration by all three, lyrics by Chris, music by all three. Let's just dive right in and hear.
Actually, lyrics by Sarah, but music by all three.
Excuse me, by Sarah, of course. Nickel Creek off their new album Dotted Line, and this is Destination.
One, two, three.
You don't owe me one more minute of your wasted time. You act like it's all fine. All the years I gave you, thinking you knew that you wanted me. I wanted to believe. I've gotta make a destination.
Wonderful. Nickel Creek recorded live for On Point there last month in Argo Studios in New York City. We lost our connection, but they're with us today from Washington with music off their new album, A Dotted Line. Sean Watkins on guitar and vocals there. Chris Thiele on mandolin and vocals. Sarah Watkins, fiddler, and out front singing there as well. Destination. Boy, that just sounds terrific. Sarah, to describe the evolution that happened over those 7 years, you've all done different things. We'll hear about them. How's it changed your sound?
As a band, I think just each of us has grown up a lot. I mean, and that the experience that that I know that I've gotten in being, you know, a sideman in other people's bands and fronting my own stuff. And each of us has spent a lot of time being a lead singer, and exclusively a lead singer for these years on at least a couple of the projects that we've done. And I think that strengthened our vocals a lot. And I think it allowed us to gain a lot of individual personality that kind of had been, it was a little stifled possibly in the last years of the Nickel Creek touring with, you know, we spent most of 7 years together, and the time apart really allowed us to dig into the things that we really love about music and what we have to say individually. So I think we have stronger individual points of view that we were able to contribute to the band sound.
We want to dig into this album and all of that experience early on and in the last 7 years. Sarah Watkins with us from Nickel Creek. Sean Watkins there on guitar and vocals. Great to have you as well, Sean. And Chris Thiele on mandolin. We are talking about the return of Nickel Creek. You can join us this hour. Do you know the group, the project, as Chris says? Were you there when they were just kids, tearing up the bluegrass scene? And can you imagine going platinum with a band you started when you were 8, 9, 10 years old? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. This is Christmas Eve off their new album, A Dotted Line. I'm Tom Ashbrook with Nickel Creek. We'll be right back.
Please, darling, wait. It's not all over yet. Please, darling, wait. It's not all over yet. Please, darling, wait. It's not all over yet. It's not over. You gotta leave me now. You gotta go alone. You gotta chase a dream, one that's all your own, before it slips away.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about the return of Nickel Creek, the Grammy-winning, multi-platinum, progressive bluegrass trio out of Southern California. Back together after 7 years roaming and sounding great. The track behind us here goes back to their big 2000 album, Nickel Creek, When You Come Back Down, this was. An album produced by bluegrass legend Alison Krauss. It went platinum for them. They had been together from very, very early on. This song is a cover. The original was by West Virginia bluegrass musician Tim O'Brien. They've gone off for 7 years on their own paths, come back together, and fans all over the country very, very happy that they have. You can join us this hour. What do you hear in the Nickel Creek sound then and now? Do you go for their straight-on bluegrass chops, for their indie rock colors? Did Nickel Creek tee up the bluegrass folk revival for Mumford & Sons and a whole lot more in the last decade? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK, with Sarah Watkins, Sean Watkins, and Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek. Lots of calls for all of you. David in Frankfort, Kentucky. You're on the air with Nickel Creek. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
So,
hey, David, how's it going?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, man. Good. What's going on?
Well, I got to tell you, I saw you all in Louisville at the Forecastle Festival a couple weeks ago, and just so y'all know, y'all killed it.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's probably the best concert that I've been to easily in years.
Oh, thanks, man. That was a really fun one. It was really neat with the city in the background and actually the freeway was also it was just interesting. It was an interesting view from stage. Very odd.
Dave, what do you think, David, in Frankfort, Kentucky? What do you think of the evolution of their sound? Do you hear something new coming at you now from Nickel Creek?
Well, and that's where the question I wanted to ask comes from too. It kind of sounds like this new record that y'all have is really, really upbeat. Like, it just, when I listen to it, I get a sense of almost joy coming from it. And I got that from the other earlier ones, too. But I felt like there was a lot of sadness in some of the earlier ones, too. Was there moments in your all's lives that really made you feel that this one was going to be a much more upbeat or happier, or maybe I'm way off?
I think one thing that happened on this record is the three of us embracing the things that we maybe gravitate towards as a band. And I think that actually Nickel Creek overall is an optimistic ensemble. And so even if we're poking around in the dark corners of our rooms and everything, we do so with a pretty serious dose of optimism. And I think there's always been kind of a brightness to the sound. The three of us singing, and I think that maybe, you know, on Why Should the Fire Die, which was the record before this, that was on the dark side of what we can do as a trio. And I do think sort of plunging into our mid-20s, you know, was like to get sort of grand, the waning, waning yes, youth, yes, the yes, recklessness yes, of waning
yes,
youth.
Yes.
That now kind of coming out the other side of you know, those 20s. And I think there's just an overall hope, even though, of course, there's I think we all look around and see darkness and pain and suffering and all that.
There's
kind
plenty.
Of thing.
There is
also,
plenty.
There's also a lot of reasons to keep charging ahead, and I think A Dotted Line is full of those.
I want to hear a little bit about where you've been in your 7 years out on your own. Sean, you've gone all the way kind of alt-rock here with Fiction Family. And here's just a little bit of this is behind us here. This is a Damaged off your 2013 Fiction Family reunion.
There are many pictures hung up on my wall, and I have let you think that you have seen them all, but I take some down before you come around. It's propaganda, yeah, I know, but I am damaged and I don't want you to go.
Sean Watkins there, part of the duo Fiction Family, along with John Foreman of the alt-rock band Switchfoot. Sean, what did you work out in your 7 years off?
we did a couple records with my buddy John and our cohorts, a couple other guys in the band, Aaron and Tyler, and it was really fun. You know, started writing some songs that sort of seemed to fit in more of that configuration, and yeah, it was really fun, really, really great, and we've kind of gone our separate ways, and we're doing lots of different things in the last few years. But yeah,
does it feel like coming home to be back with Nickel Creek, Sean?
Oh yeah, it totally does. And I mean, you know, in the time that we were not playing, you know, we would hang out every now and then, and we've always been very, very close and friendly with each other. So it was very easy to come together, and the surprise, I guess, to us was how easy it was to actually write and collaborate in that way, creatively. It just seemed to really feel natural and came very easily, relatively easily.
Yeah, back in the groove. Sarah, we want to peek in on what you've been up to just a little bit here. This is a song, You and Me, off of Sun, Midnight Sun. Your solo album came out in 2012 during the great hiatus.
I remember the night, I remember the sound, I remember the light when the moon came around. The night flowers bloomed, the air so sweet. I remember you, I remember me.
Sun, Midnight Sun from Sarah Watkins' You and Me solo album out in 2012. These strands of the hiatus sound so great. I want to follow all of them and then bring them back to Nickel Creek. All this, plus you filled in for Garrison Keillor. I'm so jealous, Sarah. That was my Walter Mitty dream, and you did it, the one and only. How was it on Prairie Home Companion?
Oh, my goodness. It was like a dream. It was crazy. He gave me a few months' notice that he would ask this of me, and he said that he just wanted to watch the show from the sidelines. And he was on the sidelines the entire time, which is not nerve-wracking at all.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine Garrison
and I remember
watching.
Like, at one point, I misread, or I read a card that was something that we had already covered that he would have normally just seen and be like, oh, we already did this, so yeah. I'm not going to mention it. And so yeah. I I double mentioned something, and I heard his voice just, ha-ha, just on the sideline, just like, you stupid idiot.
The master's voice.
It was pretty pretty nerve-wracking and thrilling.
And plenty of time for you to experiment, get out there and do things on your own. And it sounds really wonderful behind us. And just for a sense of what Chris has been up to, all kinds of things. But here's one of them, really interesting. Chris Thiele released an album of with his mandolin of Bach sonatas and partitas played on the mandolin. Here's a selection from Sonata 1, G minor, Chris Thiele, Bach. Chris, had you been itching for years to do that?
Oh man, the Bach thing. I think every musician wants to interact with the great man in some way or another. I've been reading a lot about Debussy recently, and mm-hmm. even Debussy, as cranky as he was, as unimpressed by his fellow composers as he was, he said about Bach, that was the one true master. And I think you know, for musicians, all arguments start after Bach. There's who's the greatest musician of all time? Boring. Who's the second greatest musician of all time? Then the conversation starts.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, Bach was really what woke me up to the world of through composed music. I think up to that point, I'd considered it devoid of real rhythmic and physical interest, thinking that was sort of the realm of informal music, of music that wasn't written down. But it was Glenn Gould's second recording of the Goldberg Variations. He lights into that first variation, that da 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 da, and he just rocks it so hard. I defy anyone not to at least tap their foot. And I realized that my supposition about, you know, classical music being you know, a little cold or just for the head or whatever, yeah, completely off base, and started working on the sonatas and partitas for solo violin, seeing as they all lie very well on the mandolin, and I eventually just realized that they lie actually just as well on the mandolin as they do on the violin. I think if you put the score in front of someone who didn't know which of the two instruments it had been written for, but they knew the possibilities of both instruments, they'd be hard-pressed to tell you which it was actually written for.
Chris Thiele there with Sonata 1 in G minor from Bach during his time away from Nickel Creek in the Great Hiatus. Chris, Sarah Watkins, and Sean Watkins, all with
hiatus.
Us. The great hiatus.
So good.
Out of the great recession, the great hiatus.
Yes.
And now they're back.
The great generation.
Yeah. They're back together. And it's really terrific to hear just a little bit of all of your lives apart and kind of out and around as you roamed. Now brought it all back together in a new album from Nickel Creek. They're touring. The album is A Dotted Line. They recorded live for On Point last month in New York. This track, this is Nickel Creek, For Us, Rest of My Life, off A Dotted Line. But this, live in the studios of Argo in New York.
Solar cups, the sun in our eyes, but it's one of those endings no one claps, 'cause they're sure. I guess
It's the show's gone hard. So we pick up the pieces. We jump for a song. The ending is splitting headache. That makes it hard to figure out.
We're okay with that, too. Nickel Creek recorded live for On Point, no less, in New York at Argo Studios last month. And then we lost that connection. They're with us today from Washington. They're out with a new album, A Dotted Line. That was Rest of My Life. It's on the album. They're live for us. And they're on a big tour across the USA. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful sound. Sarah, where is the journey taking? You started out pretty straight bluegrass. Where's Nickel Creek now? Where are you headed?
I don't know. We'll see when we get there. I mean,
we're listening. We're trying to hear it, and we love it. Would Bill Monroe burn his fiddle, or would he love it?
I like to think that Bill would like anything that's genuine and trying to be authentic. And I think that that's really what we are. I mean, the fun discovery was coming back together, having these years apart, digging into our own individual interests, and then seeing what happens when you put those pieces together as they've developed, and just seeing how we build off each other. And the process was really natural, like, you know, as far as, you know, one person would bring a start to a song, and then another would contribute, and then another would build onto that, and combining our input we built on each other very, very well, and I think that was surprising to all of us. I like to think we're just, you know, we're where we are now, and you know, if we do this again, we'll hopefully have gone on down the line a little bit further and be something new to us.
We hope you never stop coming back to Nickel Creek, this time after the great hiatus of 7 years. A Dotted Line is the new album, and Nickel Creek is with us from Washington. This is we're going out on You Don't Know What's Going On off the album here. Lyrics by Chris Thiele, music by all three, Sarah Watkins, and Sean Watkins is with us as well. 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK with Nickel Creek. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I just know that I try, and I try. Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're sitting down this hour with Nickel Creek, the return of Nickel Creek, the Grammy-winning, multi-platinum, progressive bluegrass trio out of Southern California originally, back together after 7 years roaming off on their own paths and sounding pretty great. The new album is A Dotted Line. The instrumental track Elsie behind us right here, written by Chris Thiele, who plays mandolin and sings for the group, Sarah Watkins, fiddle and song, Sean Watkins, her brother, guitarist and singer for Nickel Creek. They're all in Washington and with us today. You can join us. What's your question for Sarah Watkins, Sean Watkins, Chris Thiele? What do you hear in the Nickel Creek sound now? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I just wonder, I love the way you do this sort of more straight up old bluegrass sound, and then you start to bend it, and I love that too. Chris, what is it? When do you get the urge to sort of twist and bend and take it somewhere that sounds beyond the old way? Is just so much of the old way you can do before you have the urge to bend it around?
I firmly believe that the reason that we know what the old way was, mm-hmm. Is that it was, you know, it was a new way that was good enough to hang out,
yeah.
to hang around.
Yeah.
And, you know, Monroe, for instance, was explosively creative. He wasn't upholding a tradition, but rather taking aspects of, you know, various traditions that meant a lot to him, and then, you know, it would sort of swirl around in his mind and come out differently. And I think that's what we're trying to do. I do think that the rigid adherence to the conventions of any particular genre is the work of more of a kind of Civil War reenactment style musician.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's very important, you know, that sort of curative approach to music making, but I think you have to be looking for for new sounds, and I think there is a lot of new music under the sun left, and that you know you're constantly looking for things that are surprising but still satisfying, and you know, certainly to write something new is not difficult at all. To write something new and good, that's very hard.
That's another thing, but you sure got a handle on it. We've got people who have been coming out for your concerts all over the place here. Mike saw you just a week ago live in Boise, and love you guys. Bridget's writing into us here on Facebook, saw you in the Tetons. Here's Ryan, who just saw your show in at Cleveland's Kane Park a couple of weeks ago, really glad to hear you again today. Wes in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. What's your question, Wes, for Nickel Creek?
Hi, guys. Well, I'm very much looking forward to seeing you guys in Tulsa a week from now.
Woo! Canes!
Canes Ballroom.
It's going to be so fun.
Love Canes Ballroom. Canes Ballroom is probably the best venue around Oklahoma City. My question, I was a music business major in college, and I've been in a recording studio a lot with different bands recording, and my question for you is about your song vetting process. You know, you guys had a couple tours on you had a couple covers on A Dotted Line, and you had plenty of originals. And with those starts that Sarah, you said you guys bring to the table, how do you guys figure out which ones are good, which ones are not so good? How do you determine, you know, which ones to develop? And then how much input does the producer have with that? And you know, how is it getting back with Eric after this time? How easily did that end up flowing?
Eric Valentine is producing here. Sarah, what do you say? You've got the starts, I guess, ideas you bring to the table, and then what?
And then, you know, it just, it seems to be who's excited about the stuff. You know, I think we started with Destination was the first thing that we really started digging in with, which there was a bit of a melody for and some chords. And then, you know, there was an editing process. Chris was like, let's cut, what happens if we cut off a phrase at the end of the verse and quit one of the repeats in the chorus, and then we're working on a bridge, and that is a pretty good example of how it might work, you know. And there's a bridge or an in-between section. Sean started playing this little guitar pattern, and then Chris added to that, and then I started singing a melody, and that's a pretty fast example of how it might happen. But
and I think it's the reason that you that you have a band, for instance, is that the process, basically it's as simple as, do all three of us like this song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it becomes pretty clear once you know, once one of us starts, you know, playing something, like a little song start for everybody, you can kind of get a pretty quick beat on whether everybody else likes it.
You know,
are the heads nodding
anything.
Along? Are the fingers going
exactly.
to the frets? Yeah,
exactly. Are the bodies? Yeah. Do the bodies move? And is the mind sort of charged with thought all of a sudden? I think that A Dotted Line is 10 songs that do that for all three of us.
And one thing that I love about this band is that we, I think, having grown up together, there's a lot of shorthand, and there's a general appreciation for similar qualities in a song. So at a certain point in the song, we might all feel that it needs something, and or that it's time to go to this kind of place, or mix it up rhythmically or harmony. And there's this
good or bad, you know it when you hear it at this point together, I guess.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of common language and common appreciation of music, which makes things move a little quicker.
We're greedy for more. If I may just get one of Sean's in here. This is 21st of May. This was off of A Dotted Line. And this is kind of a rapture song from the point of view of Harold Camping. This was the preacher, California preacher, who predicted the end of the world on May 21st, 2011. 21st of May, Nickel Creeks, from their album A Dotted Line.
Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is drawing nigh. Hallelujah, 21st of May. They laugh on all of built his boat and cried when came the rain. They mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May.
Sean Watkins, are you empathizing there with the preacher whose end of the world didn't come? Are you mocking? What are you up to?
No, I didn't mean
that. What are you up to, Sean?
Yeah, no, I had that melody and those chords lying around for a couple of years, a few years maybe, and I kept trying to figure out what to write about, what lyrics would go well in it, and, you know, I had maybe two or three other versions that just didn't fly. And I was driving around on the day before, you know, May 21st, mm-hmm. and saw one of these big signs in the middle of Hollywood where I was living, and it kind of just the song kind of came to me pretty instantaneously. After that, I realized that it needed to be that. And you know, there's so many great old time religion songs within bluegrass, and this just seemed like new material for something like that. You know, for the melody that I had that kind of lent itself that way already.
Oh, it's just brilliant. Who wouldn't want to sink into that? I mean, I'm glad we're still around to sing it. I'm glad we're still around to hear it.
Amen.
Amen, my brother, my sister. Martha in Menominee, Wisconsin. You're on the air with Nickel Creek, Martha.
Hi.
Yes,
well, I tell you, I have a pretty exciting comment here. I've followed Nickel Creek all of their musical career. I am thrilled that they're back together. I'm a mother of a teenage girl who plays mandolin and fiddle and guitar, so their idol.
She's a one-woman Nickel Creek.
Yeah, and I'm a Nickel Creek in one unit. But I was just up in Minnesota at the annual Bluegrass Festival there, and people like this. I took a workshop on mandolin with Adam Steffi, and Adam Steffi declared Chris Thiele the greatest mandolin player in the world.
All right.
Adam's such a good dude.
I don't know how much Chris paid him to say that, but it was all well and good. Most of the workshop talked about technique, and Chris is, you know, we kept coming back to Chris as quite a player, but I remember the three of them coming to Minnesota back when Dad was playing bass, Sean and Sarah's dad, and
oh, that was Chris's dad, actually.
It's actually my dad.
Chris's
yeah.
dad. Chris's dad. Yeah. Yes, when they began, the adult dad on bass.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, but that was, you know, 12, 15 years ago, and we can't wait to have them back. And I think the biggest thing for me about Nickel Creek is how they bring the tones of bluegrass to a new generation. I'm an old fart, you know. I'm always worried that the music is going to get lost, but the biggest thing for me, besides listening to their music, is how these young folks are inspiring other young people. And with my teenage daughter and Nickel Creek as their heroes, I can't say enough good things about them being back together.
So. Martha, you're great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We love it. And we wish such good luck to your triple threat daughter there, the Nickel Creek package all in one. Good luck to her on all three instruments. One more right here. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Joey, you're on the air with Nickel Creek. Joey.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to talk to all of you. Two questions. One, I'd like to know, tell me about the process of getting the Hayloft. that song sticks out for me, not just in the CD, but really in your in your canon of music. But the second question is, will we ever see another Mutual Admiration Society? I've really enjoyed that album between you. And anyway, I'll be quiet and listen.
Hayloft is a mother song. They're a Canadian band that my little brother Daniel played for me on a car trip up to my folks' house for Thanksgiving. So he picked me up at the airport, and Daniel loves music, and our musical taste is fairly different. And he was playing me some things that he was interested in, and I was sort of, you know, I did. Trying to be nice about it. But then all of a sudden this Hayloft song comes on, and I freaked out. Daniel, what is this? He told me about Mother, and I knew that I needed to perform that song in some form or another, and I played it for my bandmates and Punch Brothers, and they didn't really react to it. And so that kind of like that shook me. It shook my confidence in that song a little bit, but then playing it for Sean and Sarah, they freaked out, just like I did, and we started playing it, and it all came together so quickly.
We've got it. Let's hear it. You played it for us. We recorded it at Argo Studios in New York last month, and we've got it right here. It's on the album. It's also recorded live here for On Point, the Canadian indie rock band Mother. This is Hayloft, a sort of song of making whoopee in the hayloft. As an old farm boy, I know something about it, but we'd love to hear you sing it. This is Hayloft, Nickel Creek.
You better run, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun.
Nickel Creek with Hayloft, a cover of the Canadian indie rock band Mother Mother's song there, recorded live for us in studio last month in New York. They're with us today from Washington. We love the confidence that you guys have after all these years together and apart to just go and do that. You nail it. It's fantastic. Just great.
Thank you very much.
Are you willing to promise right here, right now, that you will keep coming back together for the rest of your lives, or is that an open question?
Huh? Tell me you'll never die.
And I'm running for president. I'm running for president. Yeah.
I just want, does it feel like this is a confluence that will happen again and again?
I really think, having done it since, you know, Sarah and I were 8 years old, Sean was 12, and that it's still relevant to us now, I can't imagine that it won't be, you know, continue to be relevant to us. Yeah. You know, never want to say... For sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But we
sure.
like but, the optimism.
But, I mean, I think it's likely that we won't be able to stay away.
Yeah, I just can't do it. We hope you keep looping back again and again. Nickel Creek, back together after the great hiatus, out with their new album, A Dotted Line. They're touring. They'll be in Cary, North Carolina, and Portsmouth, Virginia, St. Louis on August 18th, and on to Tulsa and Austin and Albuquerque and Colorado Springs. Sean Watkins, Sarah Watkins, Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek, thank you so much for being with us today. Good luck on tour. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having us, Tom.
Thank you so much.
That was really fun.
Such a pleasure. Here's Elephant in the Corn from A Dotted Line, Nickel Creek. Listeners, thanks for joining us today. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.